Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早上好，我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for this Christmas season.
亲爱的主，感谢你给我们圣诞季节。
We thank you for these last few days to focus on your coming.
我们感谢主，过去几天我们都在集中于思想您的到来。
Now, as we worship you this morning, help us to again to thank you for coming into our world.
请帮助我们能够再次感谢你来到这个世界。
Speak to us through your word.
用你的话语来对我们说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Well, I hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas.
我希望大家都有很美好的圣诞节。
I think for many it was different this year because we had to stay apart.
对我们好中间的好多人来说，今年是有点特别，因为我们没法聚会，大家都各自在自己家里。But
I hope you were still able to have a good Christmas time.
但我还是希望我们大家都有很美好的圣诞假期。We're
going to be looking this morning in Luke chapter 1.
今天早上我们要读的经文是《路加福音》的第一章。My
father was a preacher.
我父亲是个牧师。And
he traveled a lot.
他是到处要旅行去讲道。And
I grew up loving maps.
我小时候长大，我很喜欢看地图。Now,
of course, we did not have Google Maps.
在那时候我们当然是没有Google的地图了。
Some of you old people will at least remember the big paper maps all folded up.
我们中间年纪比较年长的这些弟兄姐妹都会记得以前的那些地图什么样，都是摞起一大摞，然后很把它折起来打开，是很大的一张地图。And
when I was young, when you went to the gas station and got gas, a lot of places they would give you a map.
我小的时候，我们到加油站去加油，经常是加油站的人就送给你一张地图。
I love these maps.
我真的好喜欢这样的地图。So
as we were traveling, I would be sitting in the back seat and I would be following where we were.
所以爸爸，我们出门旅行，爸爸开车，我就坐在后座上，打开地图，一路看着这个路线，看我们走到哪了。And
those maps would have tiny little print telling of important places you could visit.
这样的地图上常常有很小的字来标出一个地方，告诉你有些什么重要的景点，你应该去看看。And
so I would look on the map and I would say, Dad, Dad, we need to go off at the next exit.
然后我就在这看地图，然后就嚷嚷，爸爸，爸爸，下一个出口，我们应该出去看看这个地方。There's
a sign there that tells that President Roosevelt came here one time.
这边有一个标志，是上面说这个地方啊，是以前的罗斯福总统曾经去过的地方。And
so we would get off and we would drive and there would be a little sign.
然后我们就会从这个出口下来，到那儿去看看，那边就会有一个很小的标志。On
May 20, 1938, President Roosevelt visited this site.
这个小标志上就写某年某月某日，这个罗斯福总统曾经到此一游。
Now, I didn't know until I was older. My dad was very smart.
我爸爸其实人非常聪明，我都没有意识到，直到我长大了以后，我才意识到爸爸有多聪明。You
see, Disneyland is expensive.
你知道吗？迪士尼，我们去迪士尼是要花钱的，是很贵的。But
these little signs are free.
但是这些小小的历史景点，名人到此一游的地方都是免费的。
And so my dad was always happy to take me to see those signs because they were cheap.
所以我爸爸根本就不在乎，想我想去哪儿，我爸爸立刻就开车去，因为都不花钱的。I
still am the same way.
我到现在我也是这样。I
went to England.
我去了英国。And
the one place I wanted to eat was a place where C.S. Lewis ate.
有一个小餐馆，我是想要去在那儿吃饭。为什么？那是曾经是鲁伊斯，就是 C.S. Lewis 曾经吃过饭的地方。I
love going places where important people have visited.
我喜欢去那些名人去过的地方，去名人曾经探访过的地方去看看。Well,
this morning I want to take you to a marker that says God has visited our world.
但是今天早上我想要带大家去看的一些景点，一些历史景点是神曾经探访过的地方。
Probably sometime during this week, I hope you read Luke chapter 2, the story of the birth of Jesus.
我希望在这周的某天你可能你会打开圣经读一读路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 1 tells the story of the birth of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus.
路加福音第一章讲的是施洗约翰的出生，是施洗约翰是耶稣的先导前驱。
A little background.
我来谈一谈这个约翰出生的这个背景。
Zechariah was one of about 8,000 priests.
撒加利亚是当时的八千多位祭司中的一位。
And each day, one of those priests was chosen to burn incense on the altar in Jerusalem.
当时在耶路撒冷，每天都会有一位祭司被选中，在祭坛上点燃香，点香。
It was a great honor.For a priest to be chosen for this.
所以一位祭司如果被选中去点香，对他来讲是非常大的一个荣耀。
You could only be chosen once in your entire life.
在你一辈子大概只能被选中一次。
So this day is very special to Zechariah.
所以对撒加利亚来说，这一天是非常特别的一天。
The people are standing outside the temple praying.
当时人们都在这个庙这个当时的这个神庙就或者是这个祭坛的外面在祷告。
Inside, he is burning the incense on the altar.
在圣殿里面他在祭坛上点香。
And as the smoke goes up, it represents the prayers coming up to God.
当这个香的这个烟气上腾的时候，大家的理解就是他们的祷告被神所悦纳，神听见了。
Now, according to Jewish tradition, at the right side of the altar was where God stood and smelled the incense, the prayers.
按照犹太人的传统，这个祭坛的右边就是神坐的地方，神坐在那里，闻到这个馨香的香气，他就感觉到听到了人的祷告。
Zechariah is praying and burning the incense, and suddenly he looks and there's an angel.
So,撒加利亚就在这点香，然后祷告。突然，他抬头看到一位天使。
He's frightened. He's startled.
他很害怕，所以吓了一跳。
And the angel says, "God has heard your prayer."
天使说，神已经听到了你的祷告。
He's prayed for two things.
撒加利亚为两件事祷告了。
He's prayed for the nation that God will deliver them from the Romans.
撒加利亚先是为整个国家祷告求神能够带领他们脱离罗马的统治。
And he's prayed for a son.
然后呢，他也为他自己祷告，想要一个儿子。
But I don't think he actually expected God to answer his prayer.
我想他可能祷告，他根本没想到神真的会回应他的祷告。
You know, I find sometimes we pray things, but we don't actually think God's going to do what we say.
我们常常是祷告的时候，我们根本就没有想到说神会回应我们，答应我们所祷告的事情。
We just pray because that's what we're expected to pray.
我们就是这样祷告，只是因为我们祷告就该是这个样子。
But I think sometimes if God said, okay, I'm going to do what you said, we would be very surprised.
所以我想有时候神会说我就照着你祷告的我给你成就，我们会吓一跳的。
I don't think Zechariah expects God to answer his prayer.
所以我想撒加利亚根本没想到神会回应他的祷告。
Because when the angel says God has heard your prayer,
因为当天使说神已经听到了你的祷告，
Zechariah says that can't be right.
撒加利亚说那不可能的呀。
I'm an old man.
我是个老人了。
And my wife is advanced in years.
我的太太年纪也很大了。
That means she was old too.
那就是他太太也是个老人了。
But he had to be very careful how he said that.
他得要很小心啊，谈到太太的时候要怎么说。
Because he doesn't believe the promise.
因为他根本不相信神的应许。
The angel says, you're not going to be able to speak until the baby is born.
所以天使就说，那你在这个孩子婴孩降生之前，你就不能说话了。
9 months later, the baby is born.
九个月以后，这小婴孩就生下来了。
He names the baby John, like the angel had commanded.
他就像天使所说的，把这个孩子命名为约翰。
And now suddenly he can speak.
然后突然他就能说话了。
And that brings me to the scripture that I want to share today.
这就是我们今天要读的这段经文的背景。
Starting at verse 67.
是从第79节。第一章路加福音179。
And prophesied.
是就是这个天使跟他是在这个路加福音的一章67节。
And this is what he said.
他撒加利亚这么说。
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。这边眷顾这个词在英文里就好像是来探访过。
God has visited us.
神曾经来看过我们。
Earlier this month, I was reading this scripture and I came across that phrase.
在这个月初的时候，我在这读经看到这一句。
God has visited us.
神眷顾了我们，神来看过我们。
And I started going back through the Bible looking at times where God visited.
我就开始在圣经里到处找这些神曾经来看过我们的地方。
And I realized that people's lives always change when God visits.
我意识到只要神来过，人的生命就改变了。
We're going about our business, doing our ordinary things.
我每天就在做自己的事情，做一天里长长的就该做的事。
And God visits and suddenly our life is entirely different.
然后神来探访过我们，我们的生命就完全不再一样了。
Let me show you a couple examples this morning.
今天上午我就要给大家举几个例子。
A man in the Old Testament by the name of Gideon.
在旧约里面有一个人名字叫基甸。
Now in Sunday school, our children have learned about Gideon.
我们孩子们在上主日学肯定都知道基甸的故事。
And we often think of Gideon as kind of a hero leading the soldiers.
我们常常想到基甸，就想到是一个英雄人物，他领着他的军队来跟敌人打仗。
But before God visited, Gideon was not a hero.
但是在神去探访基甸之前，基甸不是一个英雄。
In fact, in Judges 6, it starts, he's in kind of a little shed hiding.
实际上在士师记里面提到基甸的时候，他是躲在一个小屋子里面。
He has taken some wheat and he is hiding from the enemy soldiers.
他手里他拿着一些大麦在那打麦子，但是他躲在一个小屋子里，就为了逃避敌人。
And he's beating the wheat, trying to get wheat to make bread.
他那时候在干嘛？在那打麦子，是为了把麦子弄成面粉，要来做面包。
He's hiding and he's listening and he wants to make sure the soldiers don't hear him.
他是躲在一个酒榨里做这事儿，他就不想让敌人听到他的声音。
And then Judges chapter 6 verse 12.
然后这个士师记的第六章十二节是这样说。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him.
耶和华的使者向基甸显现。
And said to him, the Lord is with you.
对他说，耶和华与你同在。
O mighty man of valor, of courage.
大能的勇士啊，耶和华与你同在。
God has visited. And the next verse, this mighty man of courage starts to whine.
然后下一句经节，这个大能的勇士就开始哭诉起来了。
And Gideon said to him,
基甸说，
Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?
他说，主啊，耶和华若与我们同在，我们何至遭遇这一切事呢？
He starts to complain.
他开始抱怨了。
He says, God has forsaken us and given us to the Midianites.
他说神已经抛弃了我们，把我们交在米甸人手里。
And the Lord turned to him and said, Go in might and save Israel.
耶和华观看基甸说，你靠着你这能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列。
Do not I send you?
不是我差遣你去的吗？
Gideon, I have visited you.
主说基甸，我来看过你了。
I have given you strength.
我给了你力量。
And now I am sending you out.
现在我差遣你去。
So what does Gideon do?
那基甸又做了什么呢?
He starts to whine some more.
然后基甸就继续哭诉。
Forget it. He says, please, Lord, how can I save Israel?
基甸说,主啊,我有何能拯救以色列呢?
My clan is the weakest in Manasseh.
我家在马拿西支派是至贫穷的。
I'm the least in my father's house.
我在我父家是至微小的。
God, I'm nobody.
神啊,我是个无名小卒啊。
I can't do anything.
我什么都做不了。
Now, I must be honest, at this point, I would lose patience.
我得跟大家说实话,我要是神啊,在这种时候,我肯定就已经没耐心了。
I would say, forget it. I'll go visit someone else.
我肯定要说,哎呀,算了算了,别考虑这人了,我去另找个人吧。
But when God visits, he changes people.
但是当神来看他的时候,这个人就会完全的改变了。
So listen to what God says to him.
所以听听看神跟他说什么。
The Lord said to him,
耶和华对他说,
I will be with you.
我与你同在。
And you will strike down the Midianites as one man.
你就必击打米甸人如击打一人一样。
And Gideon's life is changed.
然后基甸的生命就完全改变了。
A nobody becomes a hero.
一个无名小卒成了一个英雄。
Because God visited.
因为神来看过他。
I read, as I was looking at this, at the story of God visiting Abraham.
然后我又在读神去看亚伯拉罕的故事。
Abraham has grown up in a family of idol worshippers.
我们知道亚伯拉罕小时候他的父亲实际上是拜偶像的。
He's an old man without children.
亚伯拉罕年纪很老了也没有孩子。
His wife is old.
他的太太也很老了。
But when God visits, things change.
但是当神来看他们的时候
Genesis 12, the Lord said to Abraham,
这个创世纪的第十二章神对亚伯拉罕说
God makes great promises to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕有一个很大的应许
I'm going to make you into a great nation.
我要你成为一个大国
I'm going to bless all the earth through your descendants.
世上的万族都要因你得福。
God visits Abraham and all of history is changed.
神探访了亚伯拉罕，这个世界的历史都重写了。
And so we come to the New Testament.
然后我们又来到新约。
God has promised through Abraham's descendants, I'm going to bless all nations.
神曾经做了应许，通过亚伯拉罕的子孙，他要来祝福整个世上的万族。
And we come to the New Testament.
然后在新约里面
The Jewish people have waited 2,000 years to see that promise fulfilled.
这些犹太人等了2000年来等着这个应许实现。
They've waited 400 years since the last prophet.
他们从上一个先知做预言开始已经等了400年了。
And I think some of them are probably thinking God has forgotten us.
他们中间肯定有人在想神已经完全忘记我们了。
But suddenly, God visits.
但是突然神来了。
Listen to John chapter 1 verse 14.
在我们来听听约翰福音的第一章十四节。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
That means God visited us.
这意味着神来看过我们了。
That word dwelt is the word that in the Old Testament means that God came down and lived in the tabernacle.
这个住在我们中间，这个住就在旧约里面，就是神住在这个会幕里面，同样一个词。
When the people looked at the tabernacle, they knew God has come down and visited us.
当古时候就是旧约里面人看到会幕，就知道神住在那里，神来过了。
And now John says, the word became flesh and has visited us.
然后约翰福音说,道成了肉身,住在我们中间。
We have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father.
我们也见过他的荣光,正是父独生子的荣光。
Just as God visited us in the Old Testament, he is visiting us now.
就像在旧约里神来探访过人类一样，在新约的时候他也来了。
We are seeing his glory this time in a little baby.
我们这次是在一个小婴孩身上看到神的荣光。
Think about the wonder of this, that God has visited us.
你想一想这一天有多么奇妙，神来到我们中间。
I live about 1 mile from Jupiter Island.
我住的地方离这个朱比特岛就是一个一英里而已。
Important and famous people visit Jupiter Island.
知道朱比特岛是很富有的，所以有很多名人啊，有钱的人都去那儿。
The first George Bush used to come there to visit his family.
这个布什总统，第一个布什总统曾经常常到那儿去看望他的家人。
Bill Clinton came there to play golf and raise money.
这个克林顿总统也曾经去过那儿去筹款去打高尔夫球。
Donald Trump visits Palm Beach.
那就不用说了，我们现任总统这个 Trump 总统他的家就在我们的 Palm Beach.
But I have never said to Sue.
但是我从来就没对我太太 Sue 说。
I heard that President Trump is coming to Florida.
我听说这个 Trump 总统来佛罗里达了。
We better clean our house because he might come visit us while he's here.
我们得把家里收拾收拾，说不定他会来看我们的。
That doesn't happen.
那个从来没发生过这样的事儿。
Big shots visit important people.
这些大佬们都会去看探望的是重要的人物。
They don't come to my house.
他们不会到我家来探访我。
But listen to what Zechariah said in the scripture I read this morning.
但是听听撒加利亚在今天早上我们读过的经节里是怎么说的。
Luke 1 verse 68.
路加福音1章68节。
He has visited and redeemed his people.
因他眷顾他的百姓为他们施行救赎。
That's the Jewish people.
就是他的百姓是指的是犹太人。
But then he says something that is absolutely amazing.
然后他又说了一些让我们觉得非常惊奇的话。
Verse 79,
在79节。
He has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness.
他来是要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
That is the Gentiles.
他这指的是谁啊？就是外邦人。
That's you and me.
那是你和我。
We are the people who sat in darkness.
我们是坐在黑暗里的人。
And God has visited us.
神也来看我们了。
Just a few months after Jesus is born. A few months from now.
耶稣诞生几个月以后。
A few days after Jesus is born, Simeon will pray.
就耶稣诞生几天以后，西面有一个祷告。
He will look at the baby and he will say, this baby is a light to the Gentiles.
他看着这个宝宝，他说：“这个宝宝，这个婴孩是照亮外邦人的光。”
We were not even expecting God to visit us.
我们作为外邦人，根本都没想到神会来看望我们。
But he came to visit us.
但是他来探访我们了。
You see, God did not say to us, "You come."
神没对我们说。嗯哼。Yeah, Dr. Michael, say it again.
God did not say to us, you come visit me.
Oh, 神没有对我们说你来看望我来看望我。
That would be impossible. We can't reach him.
因为那是不可能的，我们没法去找到神。
But Philippians 2 says, he came to visit us.
但是腓立比书的第二章他说神来看我们了。
He emptied himself. He took the form of a servant.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，
成为人的样式。He was born in the likeness of men.
他是变成人的样式。
He came into our world.
他来到我们的世界。
He came to our level.
他来到我们的。
Not as a king with royal robes.
他来的时候不是披着这个黄袍的一个君王的形象。
But as a baby with very plain peasant clothes.
而是作为一个小小的婴孩穿着这个普普通通的衣服。
He spoke our language.
他说我们的语言。
Not the formal Greek of educated people.
他说的不是当时受过良好教育的人所说的古典的希腊语。
He spoke the very common Greek of the marketplace.
他说的是市场上老百姓说的这个很普通的这种希腊语。
He came as a very ordinary person.
神降生到世上 他的形象是非常普通的一个普通人的形象。
Zechariah tells us why he came.
撒迦利亚告诉我们为什么神会来。
Back to verse 68, he has visited and redeemed his people.
因他眷顾他的百姓为他们施行救赎。
He has raised up a horn of salvation for us.
为我们兴起了拯救的角。
A horn represented strength and power.
一个角是代表的是力量和能力。
And Zechariah says, God has visited our world and is using his power to redeem us.
所以撒迦利亚说神已经眷顾了我们的世界，他用他的能力来拯救，救赎我们。
In verse 79, he says he has visited to give light to those in darkness.
他在第79节说要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
He has come to guide our feet into the way of peace.
把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
When Jesus begins to preach,
当耶稣开始讲道的时候，
Luke 4, he will say, this is why I came.
路加福音的第四章他是这样说的，他为什么会来？
To give good news to the poor.
主的灵在我身上，他是为了让我来传福音给贫穷的人。
To proclaim liberty to captives.
去让被掳的得释放。
To bring sight to the blind.
瞎眼的得看见。
To set at liberty those who are oppressed.
让那受压制的得自由。
To proclaim the Lord's favor.
去报告神悦纳人的喜年。
You see, when Jesus came into our world, it changed everything.
所以你看到耶稣来到这世上，一切都改变了。
He came in mercy to save us.
他是带着慈悲而来。
John says again in chapter one, John 1.
约翰福音的第一章是这样说。
To all who received him.
让那一切接待他的人。
To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
He stepped into our world so that we could become children of God.
他来到我们的世界是为了让我们成为神的儿女。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢？
Again, Zechariah tells us.
撒迦利亚是这样说。
He says, God has visited us.
神眷顾了我们。
He has redeemed us.
他已经为我们施行拯救。
Verse
74. 第74节。
So that we might serve him without fear.
叫我们可以坦然无惧地去侍奉他。
In holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。
God visited our world so that you and I can serve him in holiness and righteousness.
神来到这世上是为了让我们能够用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
You read through the Old Testament.
我们读了旧约。
Over and over, Israel failed to serve God the way they are supposed to.
我们看到一次又一次的以色列人都不能按照神给他们所规定的去侍奉神。
Over and over, they failed to be the people God called them to be.
一次又一次的，他们没有成为神所拣选他们成为的样式。
But Zechariah says,
但是撒迦利亚说，
Through this baby,
通过这个婴孩，
Through God visiting our world,
通过神来到这个世界的这件事，
We will have the power to live as the people of God.
我们可以作为神所拣选的子民在他面前生活。
We can't do that on our own.
我们没法靠着自己的力量做到。
Next week is New Year's.
下一周我们就要庆祝新年了。
Thousands of people will sit down and make New Year's resolutions.
成千上万的人会坐下来要制定自己的新年计划新年励志
Now, some of the resolutions will be little things
有一些这个新年励志可能是关于一些小事情
I'm going to exercise more
我要多运动
I'm going to eat healthier
我要吃健康的更吃得更健康
There'll be little things
会有一些很小的这个生活之中的一些小事
And most of us will fail at those resolutions.
我们中间大部分人都会失败的，就这个新年励志就是一纸空文了。
But it won't matter all that much.
但是这些倒没有那么重要了。
All it means is we'll be too fat.
这个最后的结果也就是我们可能就更重更胖。
But some people will make some big resolutions.
但是也有的人会立下一个很大的志向。
I've been addicted to alcohol and it's ruining my life. I'm going to quit.
有的人会说啊，我一直是对酒精过瘾，上瘾，我已经都没法戒酒，但是我一定要戒酒。
I've been a terrible husband and a mean father and I'm going to do better.
或者有人会说，哎呀，我一直不是个好老公，也不是个好爸爸，我一定要做得好一点。
They'll make big resolutions.
他们会立下很大的心志。
But here's what's sad.
但是我们看看这个事实怎么样
They will fail.
他们会失败的。
I know that because they made those resolutions last year.
我为什么知道呢？因为他们去年也是立下了同样的心志。
And the year before.
在前年也是这样。
And the year before.
再往前推一年，他们也是立了同样的心志。
We try, but we can't do it.
我们是一次又一次的试，但是始终是做不到。
But Zechariah said.
但是撒加利亚说
If we will let him
如果我们让神来做
God will give us the power to make the changes we need to make
神会给我们这样的能力来做我们需要做出的改变
You see, God has visited and redeemed his people
你知道神眷顾他的百姓也救赎了他们
So that we can serve him in holiness and righteousness
所以他的百姓就能以公义和圣洁来侍奉他。
You and I can be the people God has called us to be.
我们可以成为神呼召我们成为的那个人。
Not through our own power.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
Not through our own resolutions.
不是靠着我们自己立下新年新志。
But by saying God.
而是说对神讲，神啊。
I tried.To do this in my own strength.
神，我靠着我自己的力量，我试着去做。
And I have failed.
我失败了。
But you have visited us.
但是你眷顾了我们。
And so God, I am calling on you.
所以主啊，我就向你来呼求。
To give me the power to be what I need to be.
给我这样的能力，让我成为你所希望我成为的那个人。
I want to end this morning with one more visit.
但是今天上午的这个讲道，我想要在结尾之前再跟大家分享一个神来世间的一个故事。
One more picture of Christmas and how God visited us.
对于这个圣诞的一个图像，也是神又来看我们的一个图像。
It's a picture that we usually don't read at Christmas.
这个画面是我们通常不在圣诞节来读这个故事的。
But it's a Christmas picture.
但它实际上是关于圣诞节的，关于圣诞的一个图画。
Revelation chapter 12.
是在启示录的十二章。
And a great sign appeared in heaven.
天上现出大异象来。
A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。
Verse 2 says she was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth.
启示录十二章第二节，她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
Now many commentators disagree about many things in Revelation.
有很多解经家对于启示录有不同的解读。
But every one of them agrees that that is a picture of the birth of Jesus.
但是每一个解经家对于这两节经节都毫无疑义的认为这是关于就是讲的就是耶稣的诞生。
But when you keep reading, you read about a great red dragon that appears and tries to destroy the child.
但是你接着往下读，你会读到有一个大红龙，它要吞吃这个生下来的孩子。
Everyone agrees the dragon is Satan.
每一位解经家也都同意说这个大红龙指的是撒旦。
And so here is the Christmas picture in Revelation 12.
所以在这个启示录的第十二章实际上画出的是一幅圣诞的图画。
You have a helpless little baby.
你有一个这么一个无助的小婴孩。
You have a mother who is exhausted from the trauma of giving birth.
也有一个刚刚是生了孩子已经浑身就是精疲力尽的一个母亲。
And they are attacked.
他们被攻击。
Attacked by a dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns.
他们被一个有7个头10个脚的大红龙攻击。
A tail that is so strong that it sweeps 1/3 of the stars out of the sky.
这个龙的这个尾巴多么有力啊，它这个尾巴一扫把天上1/3的星星都扫下来了。
The baby doesn't stand a chance.
这个小婴孩怎么可能有机会活下来呢？
But in verse 10,
但是在第十节，
I heard a loud voice.
我听见天上有大声音说，
saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come.
我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了。
The accuser of our brothers has been thrown down.
因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
The baby wins.
这个婴孩实际上是赢了。
That helpless little baby defeats the dragon.
那个无助的小婴孩已经打败了这条大红龙。
Now you might be saying, so what?
也许你说那又怎么样呢？
What's that got to do with us?
那跟我们有什么关系呢？
At the end of chapter 12,
在十二章的结尾，
the dragon is so angry,
这个龙大发怒，
so angry that he can't destroy the baby.
这个龙大发怒，因为他没法毁掉这个小宝宝，小婴孩。
That it says that he goes off to make war on those who hold to the testimony of Jesus.
这第十七节他是说龙向妇人发怒去与他其余的儿女征战这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的
That's you and me
那就是你和我呀
Now I want you to get this picture
我想要你画出这幅图像
The dragon has tried to destroy the baby and he can't do it
这个龙想要毁掉这个婴孩但是没有做到
And so now he says okay then I'm going to go try to destroy the Christians who believe in Jesus
所以这个龙就说好吧那现在我就要去试图去毁掉这些跟从耶稣的这些基督徒。
Chapter 13 shows us him attacking us.
启示录13章就是讲的这个就是这个龙怎么样来跟圣徒来征战。
He attacks the church, he kills many.
他开始攻击教会而且杀了很多的圣徒。
He tries to destroy the Christians.
他想要毁掉基督徒。
But here's what I want to encourage you with at the end of 2020.
我想要在这个今年这个2020年的这个年末，我来鼓励大家。
Because you read through chapter 13 and you read his attacks on the Christians.
因为我们如果读十三章，我们会看到他在攻击基督徒。
And you come to chapter 14.
然后我们又读到第十四章。
And I looked and behold on Mount Zion stood the Lamb and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads.
十四章第一节我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山同他又有144,000人都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
The end of verse 4, these have been redeemed from mankind as first fruits for God and the Lamb.
第四节他们是从人间买来的做初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
Now I'm not going to try to go through and explain every symbol in these chapters.
我想我也不会就花时间去把这部分这个启示录这一章里面所有的符号都解释给大家听。
But as we go into a new year, I want you to see this.
但是我们马上就要进入一个新的年份我希望大家记住这一点。
This picture...In Revelation says that because God has visited us, Satan will lose.
但是启示录的图像给我们看到的是什么呢？是说神如果来，神来过了，所以神制服了这个撒旦。
all of Satan's attempts to destroy the church will fail.
所有撒旦想要去毁掉教会的这些计谋最后都失败了。
All the opposition of our world will fail.
我们世界上试图压制我们的那一切都会失败的。
And someday, you and I will stand around the throne of God singing, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
有一天我们作为圣徒会环绕在神的宝座周围去唱 Hallelujah, 因为主我们的神全能者作王了。
This morning I want to say to you,
今天早上我想跟大家说,
Christmas tells us that God has visited our world.
圣诞节告诉我们神来过我们这个世界。
And because he has visited, our lives will never be the same.
因为他眷顾了我们,我们的生命就不再一样了。
And so as we go into 2021,
所以我们进入这个新年2021年的时候,
much of our world is filled with fear and gloom.
我们这个世界现在所充斥的消息都是恐惧和惊慌。
Please don't let that be your attitude.
但是不要让这个恐惧啊,这个或者是这种忧郁成为你的态度。
Because God has visited us.
因为神已经眷顾了我们。
And so regardless of what our world and what Satan tries to do,
所以不管这个世界如何,也不管撒旦想要做什么,
we can have confidence.
我们可以有信心。
We can have joy.
我们可以有喜乐。
Why? Because God has visited us.
为什么?因为神已经眷顾了我们。
And when he visits,
当神眷顾我们,
our life is never the same.
我们的生命就不再一样了。
This week, as we come to the end of 2020,
我们这个星期就是这2020年的最后一个星期。
As you sit down and you look at 2021,
当你坐下来看看往前看2021年。
For many of us, 2020 has been a very difficult year.
对我们中间的许多人来说，2020年都是非常困难的一年。
And it's easy to be a little bit afraid as we look at the new year.
所以当我们看到新年的时候我们心里很容易的我们就会觉得有点恐惧。
But on this last Sunday of 2020, I want to say to you,
但是在2020年的最后一个主日今天我想跟大家说
God has visited our world.
神已经来过这个世界。
So we don't have to be afraid.
所以我们不需要害怕。
We can live with confidence.
我们可以怀着信心来生活。
Because he's in charge.
因为神是掌权的。
He has stepped into our world.
他进入到我们这个世界。
And we have hope because of that.
我们就因为这一点，我们怀着希望、盼望。
Pray.
那我们祷告。
God, would you help us to be people of hope and joy?
主啊，求你帮助我们成为有盼望、有喜乐的民。
Many in our world tell us that.There is no hope.
这个世上的很多事都在告诉我们没有盼望了。
They tell us that we cannot live as your people.
他们也告诉我们说你们没法像神所拣选的那样的民那样生活。
They tell us that the world around us is too strong.
他们告诉我们我们所周围的这一切的势力都太强大了。
But would you remind us that you
但是求主啊求你再次的提醒我们。
And that through you, we can live godly lives in this world.
就是借着你主啊我们可以在这个世上一样过圣诞过圣洁敬虔的生活。
Through you, we can be the people you have called us to be.
通过你主我们可以成为你所呼召我们成为的人。
Our hope is not in our economic system.
我们的盼望不在于我们的这个经济情况如何。
Our hope is not in our political system.
我们的盼望也不在于这个国家的政局如何。
Our hope is not in any of the things that our world puts its confidence in.
我们的盼望不在于这个世上人们把信心所寄托的某件事情上。
Our hope is in the fact that you have visited us.
我们的盼望是在于这个事实，你来过这个世界，你眷顾了我们。
And so help us to be people of joy because of that.
所以主啊，就因为如此，求你帮助我们成为喜乐的民。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。